It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. There are now more wireless subscribers in the U.S. than there are people in the U.S. This according to a new report by the wireless trade group CTIA. Many folks have multiple accounts for phones, tablets, other devices. The report says data use is growing too, more than doubling since last year. Can the system handle all we're asking of it? John Piha is with Carnegie Mellon University.
It's not that we will run out of space in spectrum exactly. It's like asking, you know, if people keep moving to Manhattan, will you reach a point where the area just can't sustain any more people? And there will not be a day when that happens in Manhattan, at least I can't imagine it. We can accommodate more people, but we do it by building very large, very expensive skyscrapers. The same is true in the wireless world. If you want to take more and more traffic, you can either pay a lot of money to try and squeeze it all into a certain amount of spectrum or get more spectrum. And because we happen to have a lot of spectrum that is not being used very efficiently by today's standards, that's a much more cost-effective way to go.
As I understand it, living in Manhattan is very, very expensive.
Yeah, that's the rumor.
So the system might expand and your bill might expand. Your choice of wireless carriers, however, might shrink. Sprint, the third biggest carrier, the George Harrison of wireless providers, is on the ropes. The stock's way down. Sprint hopes the iPhone will help turn things around, but the company spent a lot to get it. Susan Crawford of Cardozo Law School says those aren't the only problems.
It doesn't have the right kind of spectrum, frequencies, airwaves in its licensing control that will allow it to make a big transition to fourth generation 4G phone services. And that transition has already been made by Verizon and AT&T, who have plenty of spectrum from their corporate ancestors and are dividing up the market between themselves.
More people sending and receiving more wireless data. Sprint fades away. T-Mobile is absorbed by AT&T. What would that mean for me?
Well, for you, it would look like not very much choice, pretty high prices, sort of a big box approach to communications, and very crippled access to video and other things you might like to be doing using your device. What we could do is make sure to let smaller companies have more spectrum by capping what these big guys can bid for. We could force the big guys to share their towers with smaller actors.
But the big guys are famous for pushing back against any attempts at that. They file lawsuits, they lobby, they get pretty aggressive.
Right, but one of their strongest arguments is that they're subject to intense competition, and that's becoming less and less of an argument these days.
Susan Crawford of Cardozo Law School. Presenting Tech Report Theater. Today's play, Kid Gamers. Producer Larissa Anderson will play a 2-year-old child. I'll play Society.
Hello, Society.
Hello, 2-year-old child. I see you're playing video games. This shocks me because you are so young.
I understand your surprise, Society, but a new survey says 91% of kids ages 2 to 17 play video games, and the fastest growing group is 2 to 5-year-olds.
Well, it's no wonder, what with all the tablets and smartphones and ways to play that I, Society, have given you.
Yeah, thanks.
Still, I worry. Studies have indicated a link between kids playing video games and having attention problems. Then again, games can be educational and train you on technology.
I know what the real problem is, Society.
What's that, 2-year-old child?
The fact that at age 2, I can crush you at Madden.
And curtain. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, always thinking of ways to help your business be ready for anything. More at bestbuy.com/business.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.